You're with Ange on Arts Friday. Well, Parramatta-based Filipina-Australian artist Marikite Santiago is the recipient of the 2024 La Prairie Art Award. The Acquisitive Award was founded in 2022 and supports Australian women artists. Marikite was selected for her two paintings that portray two generations of Santiago's family. The portraits will enter the permanent collection of the Art Gallery of New South Wales, where they will represent the Filipino and migrant communities from Western Sydney. Marikite sat with me in front of her award-winning paintings at Art Gallery of New South Wales as part of an exhibition, Making Worlds. And we hear from her now, describing these two works that probe the relationship between art and life.
The work is a celebration of my parents as migrants and what their migration has meant for me and my sister to be raised here in Australia. My dad is the type of man who has always been proud to say that he's the head of the family, so he sits at the head of the table. Filipino culture is very much patriarchal, but when it comes to the intimate community of a family unit, we all know that my mum actually runs the show. So my dad is in fact seated at the head of the table in this painting. However, my mother stands behind him in a subtle but much more commanding presence. My dad wears a block white shirt and my mother wears what we call a duster. It's a kind of house dress that Filipino women would wear only at home. It's a domestic outfit that you would never ever see outside of the home, but portraying her in this dress glorifies her presence and her role within our family. And it was quite fun to actually paint the pattern of her duster. The dusters usually are quite colourful and have fun patterns, which is kind of like, why shouldn't they be seen outside of the home? But in this case, I've brought it to the forefront of this portrait. Laid in front of my parents in the dining table is a lechon, which is a traditional Filipino communal meal, which is reserved for only big celebrations. So it's not the type of meal that you would serve for a regular dinner or even a Sunday family dinner. It's reserved for the big milestones and big celebrations. It's a whole roast pig, so it's the entire animal, and it is designed to serve a community. So its place in my painting signifies the feasts that my parents have provided for me and my sister, which you'll see on the other painting. My sister and I are seated at the other end of the table as sort of recipients of this feast. I sit slightly in front of my sister because I am the eldest born and she's the youngest. And there are very specific roles that we kind of take on in our positions in the family. There are certain responsibilities that I take on as the eldest, the panganay, that a bunso, the youngest, doesn't take on. Before us is the reticulated python, which is a snake that is native to both Australia and Southeast Asia. Intertwined with the tail of the snake are the narcissus flowers. So these two paintings visually are influenced by Caravaggio's narcissus painting, which is why I've kept it quite simple, quite dark backgrounds. The narcissus flowers link to that influence, but also signify that my parents' migration has allowed the opportunity for me and my sister ultimately to be narcissistic. And for me, I feel that narcissism is pursuing a career in art. It's not easy being an artist, and it's certainly not easy raising a family on an art career. And so I feel that them moving to Australia has allowed me this opportunity to pursue a career in art, where if we had stayed in the Philippines, might not have been possible. My sister and I are both wearing the traditional Filipino formal wear called the barong and the kimono. And my children, if you look closely, have drawn in the embroidery of these garments. My children have their marks weave in and out of these two paintings. their marks are much more subtle in these works than they are in previous works, but if you look closely, you will see their marks in and out of the different layers of both paintings. My name is Marikit Santiago. I'm a Western Sydney artist living and working on unceded Darug land in Parramatta. I work with my three children, who are my sitters and collaborators, and we work from a home studio in our townhouse in Parramatta. My work is very much concerned with representation, and when I paint my subjects, who are often myself and members of my family, I very much am concerned with representing the Filipino community, migrant and Western Sydney communities, and mothers. I am a figurative painter. I work with oils, and my children collaborate with me in various media. And as their marks have developed with their age, their collaboration with me has become deeper and deeper. So they started as collaborators just to bring a visual interest to my work, to add something interesting to what could be a really rigid, tight, ultimately boring painting. But now their works have really become intertwined with my own marks, and involving them in my work and inviting them to draw and paint directly on my pieces indicates the value that I place on their marks, and in some ways, you know, relegate my own work as inferior to theirs because they draw over my paintings. It's become a very, very special collaboration with my children, which I treasure and I hope will last, but I am well aware that it could be fleeting because teenage years are not very far away, and at the moment they still think I'm cool, but I don't know how long that will last. When people ask me, how do you feel about being the recipient, I feel all the things. So I feel a bit, you know, I can't believe that I've been selected, because in many ways I still feel like I'm an emerging artist, and that I didn't think that, you know, curators at the Art Gallery of New South Wales were paying attention to the work that I was making. But at the same time, I know that I've worked really hard, so I do also feel deserving. And I feel deserving on behalf of all those communities I represent as well. All those communities are not often visible in institutions like this or in positions like this. So it's immensely significant, not just for me and my family, but all those communities that I represent and with whom I share this award. The acquisition money, people have asked, you know, what will you do with the money? But honestly, it's just gone straight. It will go straight to the mortgage. It's having a career in art and not having a stable income has often been a source of guilt for me. And I often feel like, you know, it's been really selfish of me to really pursue this career when I'm raising three children. And, you know, it's not easy to have a mortgage and raise three kids and send them to a Catholic school and pay for all those school fees. And I feel guilty that my husband has to take on all that financial burden. So winning this prize with that big chunk of acquisition money is kind of a financial relief for us. On the other hand, the international component of the prize is an incredible and unprecedented opportunity for me and my family to travel and learn together. It's an opportunity that has never presented itself and has always kind of felt out of reach, and it's just not something we'd ever have considered. So it's incredible that we have been given this opportunity to learn and travel together. We'll do quite a bit of Italy to see the artworks by the Renaissance painters like Sandro Botticelli, who have influenced my practice, and to see, you know, how the relationship between art and Catholicism at its very origins, and how that will influence my practice. And we'll also be hoping to travel to Spain, as, you know, the origins of colonization in the Philippines and that origin of Catholicism in the Philippines. So this research trip will not only inform or enrich my understanding of my own identity and the culture that I've been raised with as a Filipina and as an Australian, but will also give me and my family a deeper understanding of art, and we'll be able to experience art face-to-face. And these works that have influenced my practice, I'll be able to see face-to-face, which is always completely different than seeing it on a screen. Even when I make work, I always want viewers to experience my work on a, like, in the gallery, face-to-face, rather than from a screen. It's always much more special.
Marikit Santiago, who is the La Prairie Art Award recipient for 2024. And she was speaking to me in front of her work as part of the exhibition Making Worlds on the lower level, one of the Art Gallery's North Building. And the exhibition is on until the 28th of July, so you can go along and look and gaze into those works that she has been describing. Now, we're also going to turn her attention beyond her mid-year journey and find out a little bit more what else is happening with her art. But we're going to take a track now, and I asked Marikit what sort of music she might listen to while she's doing her art. She listens to hip-hop, and a friend of hers, Filipino and Aboriginal musician Dobby, his work is one that she turns on and listens to regularly. And we're going to play a track for Marikit. This is Dobby, and it features Al Fresh the Lion, and it's That's Not Me. Arts Friday.
Yo, Dobby coming hard with the blackout. Red Fern all the way to Blacktown. I see you in the mob kit, two black fellas and fellas, I'm about to rap now. Pressure be following like a black cloud. Luckily, we never gonna back down. I say it all again for the back row. Luckily, we never gonna back down. I can make it happen, I'm a catalyst. Manifest, 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 manifest. Lately, I've been working for the amethyst. Competition's over my happiness. Winning, 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 what a short thing. Some days get a little bored thing. They never think it funny when they give me all their money, yet they get to Piccadilly on the board game. Keep it on lock like a padlock P. Took away the key, put the latch on me. Breathing in deep and attach on three. Press down and I'm back on B. There are many weeks to my tracks compete. It's gonna take a while, better have your tea. It's a little unclear when I look up in the mirror, but I'm here right. Wait a minute, that's not me. Yeah, that's not me. Struggling my jealousy, that's not me. I let the pressure get to me, that's not me. Now I'm walking around the city yelling, that's not me. Am I gone by the wayside, that's not me. Will I give up in the meantime, that's not me. Will I let it all go by, that's not me. Gotta do what I've been doing now, doing what I'm doing, what I got. Full subtle like lemon like, get the mic, fiddle like lemon lime, kinda like Vegemite, hit him with a hook, like, when I'm on a mic, day and I, J-Lo, yeah, we never get it right. Need a mediator if we gotta be together, mind of the media, make it a little better. Put away the pitter patter in a minute, wicked belly up and I'ma kick a bucket, take a dip into the peanut butter. I'm popping off with the mouth, I feel like calling him out. Attacks on aggro, thinking of good for nothing. You're pushing off on a button to make a brother react like a dad joke. If anybody complaining, take a pull of my energy, getting in a debate with them. Then they get it, can see the look on the face. They never wanted to yawn. I bet they think it's a game. I don't play with them. So you look down on me, but can you just back off, please? I'ma play tic-tac-toe till I get my goal, till the crown's on me. Yo, what do you think I cost? How can I get that job? Why do you need my name? You just wanna tick that box? But you know what? That's not me. I'm not a puppet, y'all. That's not me. Gotta get my shit together, I know that's not me. You get a better way, and brother, that's not me. Am I gone by the wayside? That's not me. Will I give up in the meantime? That's not me. Will I let it all go by? That's not me. Gotta do what I've been doing now.
Let me say something. For many years, I ain't saying nothing. They used to run the game, now the game running. I look them in their face, yeah, I stay honest. That's why I ride the beat, yeah, I'ma stay on it. We can talk about a struggle, bro, I came from it. Southwest City, put my name on it. Got love for the syndicate, we more than immigrants. Banging on their doors till we break something. Banging on the floor, that's not me. Doing it for y'all, that's not me. Give a fuck about awards, that's not me. Sacrifice the cause, that's not me. Dumb it down for claps and them, that's not me. Guy Sebastian, that's not me. Smile and wave at them, that's not me. Or play the game for them, that's not me. Hey.
See you look down on me. Can you just back off, please? I'ma just do what I do. When I get it, I'ma give what the platform needs. What do you think I cost? How can I get that job? Why do you need my name? You just wanna tick that box? You know what? That's not me. I'm not a puppet, y'all. That's not me. Gotta get my shit together.
Dobby, That's Not Me, featuring Al Fresh, The Lion. A request for Marikit Santiago, who his friend, who is Dobby, and also The Lion. And we're playing that one for Marikit. And we're going to turn your attention now to what's going to happen beyond the travel plans that she has as part of her award, La Prairie Art Award, that will be taking her across internationally to Europe and beyond and back home to the Philippines. But what else is happening for Marikit?
I will be presenting the largest solo show to date at Campbelltown Arts Centre in January. I'm working closely with Adam Porter, the curator there, and we have big plans for the gallery space. So this trip is actually very well timed, completely by accident, but very fortuitous that I'll be able to take in all of this research and then come back and make work to prepare for this solo show. The show is at its working title, but probably it will be the title. It's called Proclaim Your Death, and it will investigate all those things that I've mentioned about Catholicism, cultural identity, gender roles. Even that's something that I always consider in my work, is my role as a woman and as a mother and as a daughter of migrants. So there'll be much more to come in January. I've got to fill the whole gallery with new work. So as soon as we come back from our trip, I'll be working hard.
Congratulations, Marikit. We're so very much looking forward to that solo exhibition and outcomes from your award, Travel and Journeying. And we'll pop those details into the Arts Friday program log as to how you can find out what she's up to and go along to her works, which are on display as part of the exhibition Making Worlds on until the 28th of July at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. You're with Ange on Arts Friday. We're moving ourselves along to midday. We will be making way for Belinda with Winding Roots, who I've just seen. She's in the house and she'll be taking you through your afternooning and, as per usual, up to the mid-afternoon. Let's take a track now. This is from Agarera. They're from Paris, France, and this is entitled Traverse.